Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Nigar Murtazavi. She's an Iranian-American journalist covering Iran in English and Persian. She writes, reports, and tweets on Iran extensively. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Two oil tankers were involved today in a suspected attack in the Gulf of Oman, some 70 kilometers from the United Arab Emirates coast, the same waterway where four commercial ships were attacked last month. The attacks came amid spiraling tensions between Tehran and Washington in the Gulf, where Iran has long been at loggerheads with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, most recently over the civil war in Yemen. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack today or last month. U.S. officials have not ruled out the possibility that the tankers involved in the Gulf of Oman incident Thursday were attacked by a projectile or hit an underwater mine. The UAE said last week that initial findings of a five-nation investigation delivered to the United Nations pointed to the likelihood that a state was behind the bombings, but added there was no evidence yet that Iran was involved. Ms. Murtazavi, how do you explain these attacks?
Well, we still have to wait for clear evidence and more explanation on the intelligence. No one has said definitely with concrete proof that Iran was behind these attacks. Now, I don't rule out the fact that Iran might have been behind the attacks. There are certain elements within the Iranian establishment that welcome increasing tensions or a limited military conflict with the United States. But at the same time, we have to remember on the other side, there are certain elements within the U.S. administration, the White House, namely John Bolton and some others, have been looking for a military conflict with Iran or an excuse for a military conflict for so many years. This is not a new thing. And also we have to remember that there are certain U.S. allies in the region, like United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia or even the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who have been pushing for some kind of a U.S. conflict with Iran for years. Since the years of President Obama's negotiations with Iran, they have tried to prevent the nuclear deal. They weren't successful. The deal went through. And now it seems like they have found new friends in the White House and new allies and have been pushing for some kind of conflict or more pressure on Iran. So this has been a complex situation, and hardline elements on both sides might be responsible for what we see in the near future.
Iranian neighbors who are also nemesis of Tehran, such as Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel, have always pointed the fingers at Iran when it came to such attacks. But how would these attacks serve the Iranian government?
Well, the Iranian government, as in the administration, the presidency, the elected body, which are controlled by their moderates, definitely don't want a conflict with the United States, even their neighbors. And they've said repeatedly that they want to resolve tensions. They came to the table to negotiate with the U.S. So the moderate side of the Iranian political system definitely doesn't welcome this and would probably not provoke something like this. But we have to remember there are also hardliners and hawks within the Iranian political structure. Now, in the past few months, the signal that we've been getting from the top hardliner, which is the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, is the person with the most power in the final vote. It seems like he also doesn't want a war or a military conflict with the U.S., but that doesn't mean that certain elements under his control would not be involved in any kind of provocation. So it's possible that what Iranians are seeing as a provocation from the U.S. could also lead them to some form of deterrence, but then it could also be that third parties might be involved to try to pull Iran into what former American diplomats are calling a Gulf of Tonkin situation. And the Gulf of Tonkin was the incident or the accident that were cited for a beginning of the Vietnam War. I have seen a lot of references to that incident from older diplomats who remember those incidents of that era. So it's a very complex situation. There are different parties in different governments and also third parties who would benefit from something like this. But what I can say definitively is that top leadership in Iran and the U.S. don't want to engage in a war with each other because it's not something that either population wants and is after. President Trump's constituency, his base, people who voted for him don't want another war in the Middle East. And the majority of Iranians in Iran also don't want a military conflict with the U.S. Army.
Nigar Murtazavi, a consultant editor at the Independent newspaper in Washington. She's an Iranian-American journalist covering Iran in English and Persian. She writes, reports, and tweets on Iran extensively. Thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you.